State of Suspense. First Family Series, Book 7. By Marie Force. Narrated by Eva Kaminsky. Chapter 1. The ride home to Washington from Dewey Beach bore no resemblance whatsoever to the first couple's sexy trip to the beach in the presidential limo known as the Beast. Sam had been called back to work a day earlier than planned, after the murder of U.S. Attorney Tom Forrester. She and Nick were being transported to the White House on Marine One with their kids, Scotty, Alden, Aubrey, and Eli, as well as Eli's wife Candace and Skippy, the first dog on board, as they lifted off from Delaware. Nick reached over to take Sam's hand, knowing how much she hated to fly, even short distances on the chopper. "What's the latest?" Sam checked her phone. Freddie said Forrester was shot in the head in his car on Constitution Avenue. They're on the scene, and that's all they know so far. "How are you feeling?"
"I'm in shock.
I've worked closely with Tom and his team for years. Like all jobs in law enforcement, there are inherent risks to being a prosecutor, but the murder of a U.S. attorney is rare. Tom was one of the good guys. He always did the right thing. Until recently, that is." During a recent investigation, Forrester had asked Metro Police Chief Joe Farnsworth to release Randy Bryant, a man tied to a murder-for-hire plot. Later, it was learned that Randy's father, U.S. Congressman Damian Bryant, had taken Forrester's family hostage and instructed Forrester to get his son released from custody. MPD homicide detectives had been stunned by the order, which was way out of character for the by-the-book prosecutor.
"Are you thinking Bryant had something to do with Tom's murder?"
Nick asked. "That's the obvious conclusion, but we've learned not to assume anything. We'll have to dig in to figure out what really happened." She looked over at him. "I'm sorry our vacation is ending this way."
"Don't be. We had a wonderful time, despite reality interrupting far too often."
He leaned in to whisper in her ear.
"As long as I get to sleep with you every night, it's like I'm always on vacation."
Sam laughed. "Sure it is.
If I have that to look forward to at the end of the day, I can get through anything that comes my way."
"Now you're speaking in rhymes." His face lifted into a big grin.
"I didn't mean to."
"Okay, Dr. Seuss. I hear what you're saying, and I agree.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?